9 years after a lawsuit over abuse of juveniles at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake Youth Prisons in northern Wisconsin, the facilities still operate. The 2021 state-mandated deadline to close them has long since passed and been extended. They're to be replaced with a new youth prison in Milwaukee, set to open this year, and county-based secure residential care centers. The footage you're about to see could be disturbing. Just after the first such care center opened in Racine County last spring, the state public defender's office learned of an incident shown on camera, where a 15-year-old housed in the Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center was punched repeatedly by adult security workers. Staff was asking the boy to return to his room, and he can be heard saying, "Don't touch me." The boy's family has retained a civil attorney, and the office of Representative Angelina Cruz told us she is working to learn more about the incident with the possible intention of having the governor's office investigate the facility. For its part, in a statement to WPR, the administrator of Youth Rehabilitation Services for Racine County said, "Situations like this are complex and unfold quickly," and said, "We maintain our commitment to ensuring that staff have the training, oversight, and support needed to manage difficult situations appropriately and professionally." The Racine County DA declined to prosecute the security staffers, but how does this kind of treatment of a youth offender in trouble for retail theft square with best practices? We turn to the Youth Defense Practice Coordinator in the State Public Defender's Office, Eileen Fredericks. And thanks very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So when you first saw this footage from cameras inside the facility, what was your reaction?
I was horrified. I had known that there were these allegations, but obviously I didn't know kind of the extent of them. So when I saw them, I was shocked to see that, you know, right out of the gates, this facility opening in May and having this happen. It was so disappointing and upsetting to know that this is kind of the result of, you know, the Lincoln Hills incident and all the problems there. Now we have this new facility opening and the same problems seem to still be there.
Is this kind of incident a rarity, do you think, behind the doors of these facilities?
I mean, research across the country would suggest that it isn't, that, you know, that the punitive nature of these correctional facilities and how they, the power dynamic and these vulnerable youth, that abuse is a major issue in these facilities. And I do think that, you know, the culture obviously isn't what we need it to be. It's not seen as a treatment facility. It's a jail, essentially, for kids. And with that attitude, I think the staff thinks of it that way, and they're not necessarily trained in a treatment mindset. They're not trained to kind of de-escalate situations. They're not trained to recognize in themselves when they're becoming, you know, dysregulated and struggling. It obviously seemed to be the case in this situation.
Because this facility, when it talks about itself, it talks about that kind of care and support, but it looks just like a correctional facility.
Yes. And I think that, you know, when they built this, they, you know, had all this beautiful ideas about what it was going to look like, but they did not really, I think, have a treatment focus like they could have. I think that they already had a facility in Racine that was housing kids long term, and they had that just kind of moved to this nice new building and hoped that it would kind of just carry itself. But the culture and the staff and the ideas that the workers are coming with are really what drive how the kids respond, right? That they have the support that they need, that they're building relationships, that they want to help the kids, that they see the kids as kids and not as, you know, criminals or inmates.
You've touched on this a little bit, but why does this kind of volatile violence inside these facilities persist?
I do think it's a cultural thing, and I think that they just are not basically coming from a treatment model to begin with, that they're kind of like, this is a correctional facility, this is a prison for kids. They call the school, but, you know, everything about it kind of screams like it's more, we're just controlling these kids, not we're actually trying to rehabilitate them. And so there are residential treatment centers in the state that actually are built around a model of treatment, and they are much more, I think, working on, you know, rehabilitating and building relationships and providing therapy and doing assessments and seeing what needs the kids have and then responding to those needs, where I think that this is a setting where it's a much more one size fits all, and really they don't have the, you know, the goal of getting to the bottom of kind of what was going on. They're more just trying to hold them for the time that they, you know, keep them out of the community for the time that they feel is appropriate and is allowable under the law.
As additional facilities open, including the one in Milwaukee, how might this incident in Racine inform the treatment and care of juvenile offenders?
They need to really look at these best practices. They need to be very careful about how they're staffing these places. They need to have a leadership that is empathetic, that is, you know, positive in their mindset toward these kids, and really be focused on making sure that they hire people who have, who kind of demonstrate a positive culture in the facility. That did not seem to happen in Racine. I think that, you know, just even that there was four people involved in this incident. I mean, I work with those kids every day, and like they are, you know, 95% of the time absolutely regulated and can be very calm. I mean, there are some extreme examples where kids are really out of control, you know, but these kids do not need to be treated like animals. It needs to be that everybody kind of is like, you know, eyes on and expecting of each other that they're treating these kids with care and compassion.
All right. We leave it there. Eileen Fredericks, thanks very much.
Thank you.